This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses Sudur Paschim Province Assembly, says the government is committed to ensuring economic prosperity and promoting good governance. Air pollution level in Kathmandu Valley rises due to insufficient rainfall. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal directs ministers to respond promptly to issues raised by lawmakers in Parliament. And Syrian President Ahmed al-Sabra calls for peace amid escalating communal violence that has killed hundreds of civilians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is focused on delivering development, controlling corruption, ensuring economic prosperity and promoting good governance. Addressing Sudur Paschim Assembly in Dhangadi today, Prime Minister Oli said that the current government was formed to achieve political stability, good governance and economic growth. The Prime Minister stated that the government had announced large projects including the Pancheshwar multipurpose project. He also mentioned that the ruling coalition comprising the major political parties Nepali Congress and CPN-UML would remain in power until the upcoming parliamentary elections. The Prime Minister also called for unity among all democratic and republican forces to strengthen national unity and protect the constitution. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Chancellor of Far Western University, KP Sharma Oli, has reaffirmed that the Geta Medical College in Kailali will soon be upgraded to a medical university. Addressing the university's fifth convocation and CNA today, Prime Minister Oli said that the elevation of the college to a university has been part of his agenda from the beginning. On a separate matter, the Prime Minister also announced plans to build a dry port at Dodara Chandani as part of an industrial corridor project. On the occasion of the convocation, 1,377 students graduated. The sky over the Kathmandu Valley is cloudy and air pollution level has risen due to insufficient rainfall. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan explains that the lack of rainfall is due to the influence of local winds and the western low pressure system. He added that although some parts of the country have experienced snowfall and light rain, it hasn't been enough to clear the air pollution. Kathmandu has ranked as the fifth most polluted city in the world with an air quality index AQI reading of 163. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal has directed the government to respond promptly to the issues raised by lawmakers in Parliament. During today's National Assembly meeting, National Assembly Chair Dahal instructed the concerned ministers to address the matters raised by lawmakers during the zero and special hours. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel, on behalf of the Prime Minister, presented the annual report of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission for the last fiscal year. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has announced that the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has now been handed over to the provincial government. Speaking at the provincial emergency warehouse handover program in Surkhet today, Home Minister Lekhak said the rights and responsibilities of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority have been delegated to the province. He added that the province no longer needed to seek permissions rather from the authority during disasters and will manage disaster response directly. Home Minister Lekhak also mentioned that reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts have been ramped up in areas affected by last year's earthquakes, including Doti, Bajang, Bajwara and Chandrakot. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has emphasized that projects and programs of less than 30 million rupees should not be included in next fiscal year's budget. The Finance Minister made the statement during separate discussions with officials from the Ministry of Water Supply and the Ministry of Federal Affairs today, focusing on the budget preparation for the upcoming fiscal year. During the discussions, Finance Minister Powell urged government ministers to avoid the tendency of including numerous small programs in the budget. He stressed the importance of prioritizing large transformative projects that align with national goals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilocha ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. Naya chadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Syria's interim president Ahmad al-Sara has called for peace after days of clashes where Syrian security forces have allegedly killed hundreds of civilians from the Alawite religious minority. Syria's state-run agency Sana reported on Sunday that fighting broke out with security forces at the plant after an attack by remnants of the former regime. The fighting began after pro-Assad fighters coordinated attacks on security forces on Thursday. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitor, at least 745 Alawite civilians have been killed in Latakia and Tortures since Thursday, as well as about 125 members of the government security forces. Israel has confirmed it will send a delegation to Qatar's capital for talks on extending a fragile ceasefire with Hamas. According to Al Jazeera, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday night said a delegation would be sent to Doha on Monday in an effort to advance negotiations. This comes after Hamas team met Egyptian officials in Cairo on Saturday to negotiate the second phase of the ceasefire deal. The delegation emphasized the necessity of adhering to all terms of the agreement, proceeding immediately to initiate negotiations for the second phase, opening the border crossings and allowing the entry of relief materials into Gaza. In earlier comments, Hamas spokesperson Abdel Latif Al-Qanoa said a day earlier that indicators are positive regarding the start of negotiations for the second phase. Now, sports update. Nepal made the first victory in the ongoing Four Nations Women's T20 cricket tournament being held in Uganda. In its second game today, Nepal emerged victorious against Uganda by one wicket. Uganda posted the target of 76 runs with the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. Nepal made the target with the loss of 9 wickets in 19.5 overs. Nepal, Namibia, Hong Kong and host country Uganda are contesting in the series. The two top teams of the series will play the final. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhya Province, Lumini Province and in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces. The weather will remain rather partly cloudy in the mountainous region of the country and in the hilly region of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. In the Tarai region, Sudhir Paschim province will witness partly cloudy weather and the rest of the provinces will experience mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Sudhir Paschim province, says the government is committed to ensuring economic prosperity and promoting good governance. Air pollution level in Kathmandu Valley rises due to insufficient rainfall. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal directs ministers to respond promptly to issues raised by lawmakers in Parliament. And Syrian President Ahmad al-Sara calls for peace amid escalating communal violence that has killed hundreds of civilians. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.